Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting 7th. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clyde Schon. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is called out on strikes. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Burger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Davis now pitching. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty throws the ball into Davis, who tags Hubbell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mancuso scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berger bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitehead moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 1 in the game. Leslie hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitehead scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Ott moves to second. It's 6-0, Giants. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Kurt Davis. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tex Carlton now pitching. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to third. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leslie hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-0, Giants. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Luke Ayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mancuso. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Mancuso steals second. Luke Ayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayaza is 0 for 2 in the game. Ayaza hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Marty moves to third. John Botterini pinch hits for Tex Carlton. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Botterini now catching. Charlie Root now pitching. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Berger hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leslie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiddo Davis now playing center field. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-2 in the game. Marti hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 4 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini is 0 for 1 in the game. Botterini hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Botterini reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Giants. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman scores. Collins moves to second. It's 8-3, Giants. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Charlie Root. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Giants. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 3 in the game. Marty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Parmley now pitching. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Botterini and he is out, Herman applying the tag. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Botterini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botterini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Botterini hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Davis. Botterini reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Leslie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.